Just woke up all of a sudden. And I don't know whether it's because of what I was thinking of, but I was just drifting off to sleep, or had fallen asleep. And I'd been listening to an audio group from Documentally, his gran. And it's strange how things trigger different thoughts and bring things to the foreground, and how well you can see them as well. And so I was listening to this audio book that Documentary was talking about, a green park thing near where he lived, and his gran was close, and it's his gran talking about his gran that planted the seed. And I was thinking about when I was younger, more specific in my pre-teen years, so anything up to 1983, 1984, so 7, 8, 9, it just triggered all these memories I hadn't thought. I hadn't thought those things for such a long time. It made me think about going to see them, being left there. So it must have been long weekends or summer or a school holiday. And it must have been the summer. It must have been summer holidays, or, you know, that sort of time frame. And my gran and granddad's house was the bottom of Newton Heath in Manchester. And there's lots of little areas in Manchester. You know, one most prevalent would be Moss Side, that a lot of people have heard of, but Newton Heath is sort of stuck in the middle there. Nice little area. Well, I thought it was nice anyway, but being that age, you think everything's cool then. It's new. And, so my gran and granddad lived in a semi-detached house. And it was one of those, really old, dark red brick houses. It's a colour of brick. It's really a really smooth brick on the outside, on the outside edge. And it's the colour of red is what I associate with Manchester. The houses were always, if they were red brick, they were this red, a deep dark red. It's different to the house where I lived when I was young. That was a lot paler. But this, so it's a semi, and nice front garden. Back garden was amazing. The little paved area outside the back door and the side of the garage. One of those garages where they were made from what looked like the concrete posts you get in fences and concrete panels with a corrugated, I guess. It would have been, you know, sort of a mixture of asbestos and concrete powder pressed together to form a corrugated concrete panel. And next to that was his greenhouse. My granddad loved his greenhouse. He loved his garden. He'd grow vegetables and fruit in there. For some reason I remember him growing gooseberries. I couldn't stand them. But his garden sort of tapered off towards the end, so it got almost to a point, but not quite. And it went into sort of, led to where the train track was behind it. So at night, when I was sleeping there, every half hour or so, a train would come past. And its rhythmic sounds keep me resting. And documentary was talking about visiting and being looked after by his gran. And I couldn't walk across a green to go from my house to theirs, because I lived in Bury and they were in Manchester. It's a long way. But it just made me remember. And I remember there's two families, one either side. One was the other half of the semi-detached. And then there was this sweet little old lady who my gran would go and see and run errands for, Mrs. Philbin. And it's this tiny little woman, her hair always pulled back and tied in a bun. She's just a very sweet, kind lady. I remember, as I grew up, realising that she was the grandmother of someone from a very famous band, but I can't remember who now. I should look it up, really. And on the other side was another set of grandparents of someone. And you know, you grow up with people and you only ever see them at one certain place. Well, here was a girl called Hazel. Long, rustic ginger hair. Not bright red orange, but sort of the browny orange. And I only ever saw her during some holidays, and it was only there. And being kids, you know, we'd play out the front, play in each other's garden. And my memories just get triggered by certain things. And is strange because I cannot remember the face of Mrs. Philbin. The face I can hardly picture of Hazel. My gran and granddad, I have a photo of each of them. But I have their faces in my head all the time. Whenever I think of them, I think I can see them. I can remember the house. I have vivid memories of this greeny blue with brown ornate swirls of the pattern for the carpet. Polystyrene tiles on the ceiling. That was a thing. All houses around there had. The ceilings weren't plaster. They were polystyrene. And it was a time when everybody wanted a slate fireplace. Usually it was just these thin stones stuck up. My granddad had to go one better. He came from Wales, Monmouthshire. And at the back of Abergavenny is a big hill called the Sugarloaf. And there's a massive slate quarry there. So, one trip. He acquired some huge pieces of slate. I'm talking an inch thick, which him, my uncle, his brother-in-law, my dad and others put this slate up for a fireplace. It's probably still there. You probably need to blow it off rather than chisel it off. And they had a little kitchen that led it into the back garden. I remember it vividly. The rooms. The half-grandfather clock hanging in the bedroom where I slept. Its tick sent me to sleep in minutes. Waking in the mornings was the whir of the blade spinning before it struck 7 o'clock. The centrifugal blades that kept momentum and constant speed, so it chimed, perfect chimes, followed by the Winchester or Westminster clock, whatever it was, sat on the mantelpiece, the coiled brass ring in there that would get chimed by 3 hammers. It's nice to think of those things. A buried memory brought to the surface by the words of someone else. What do you think of when you listen to things?